got a Bible, Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. I miss being here on the Lord's Day, but we felt in our own heart that it was just a dangerous road situation. And we always want to be safe than sorry. Amen. But it's good to be back tonight in the house of God and look for the Lord's help. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I trust you, God, tonight, Lord, with God, your healing hand. I trust you tonight, God, with your word. God, I trust you in the Holy Ghost. God, to take the word of God and use it tonight. I pray and sanctify them by thy truth, Lord. Thy word is truth. God, tonight, use it. Help us, God, to grab hold of truth tonight. God, that encourage our heart and edify your local body. And God, we trust you now, God, your will be done. And help us in this hour. We'll thank thee, O God, in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. The Bible teaches Bible separation. That's what I want to preach on tonight, this Bible separation. I believe that what in this day and hour that, you know, you don't hear separation preached a whole lot. Most of the time you do, it's more of a pharisaical separation than it is biblical separation. You know, God's a God of separation. God separated the night and the day in chapter 1. God separated the husband and wife when he brought the wife to the husband. He said he should cleave to his wife, and he left his father and mother. There was a separation there. And God has to do that in Abraham's life. He had to take him out of his own land and kinsmen and get him to the place God wanted. There had to be a separation there. And God told the Corinthians, he said, come out from among the and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Yeah. Separation is not isolation, but separation is a battle truth tonight. And when we look at this here, it's just biblical truth that the psalmist is saying here that we ought to do as the people of God. He said, first of all, there's a separation from. Amen. He said here in verse 1, he said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And so he said, here we separate ourselves from ungodly counsel. Hey, the best counsel you can get is the counselor. Amen. That's God. That's the Holy Ghost. He's the best counselor you got. If you have him in you, then you've got the best counsel you could ever have. We get our counsel from the Scripture. Amen. We get our counsel from the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible said in Proverbs, there's safety in a multitude of counselors. So that's a good thing if we got wise counsel. Now, wise counsel isn't telling you what you want to hear. Wise counsel is trying to help you get to where you need to get to. And the thing of it is, I've went to men about counsel, and because they done been down the road, they done been through something. Hey, you know why a lot of people don't go to the preacher or go to other spiritual people to get counsel? It's because they don't want that kind of counsel. And we don't to get advice from somebody who doesn't know God. Hey, we need God's help. We need it from somebody who knows God and knows, praise God, what the book says. And when we go for people to give counsel, amen, people ask me sometimes for counsel, I always try to give them what the book says. It's really not opinion. I can give you opinion all day on what I think about things. But the only thing that will move you to God is what he says in this book. And I'm telling you, he said a blessed man is one that don't have ungodly counsel in his life. Right. He'll say this. Not only that, but he said, nor standeth in the way of sinners. And so a man that's separated from him, separated from the advice of the wicked or ungodly counsel, amen. And then he's separated from a sinful practice. He don't stand with sin. You know, Romans chapter 1, he talked about all them sins there. And he's talked about over there that somebody that goes along with that, he said he's as guilty as the one that does it. Amen. And I got to thinking about that there, and he said, I'm going to read it to you. This is what he said in Romans 1. After he had a good many sins here, he said, who knoweth the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. What that's saying is, when you have pleasure and you go along with it, you're as guilty as they are, amen. When you put your hand in the same pot they do, you see, here's the thing, my friend. Hey, God, we are not to isolate ourselves from sinners, but we're not to be partakers of their evil deeds. In other words, we're not to, hey, God, go with their lifestyle. We don't stand with a sinful lifestyle. Amen. We're to stand with partakers of righteousness and of light. And when we become partakers and stand with sin, then I'm telling you what, we not going to be blessed. That's right, buddy. The Bible said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather approval, maybe. That's the book, friend. It don't say whether who it is. A lot of people say, well, that's my family. It don't matter. God didn't put your family's name in there. He said, just don't have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. It don't mean that we have hatred toward people, but it does mean that we hate sin like God does. And it does mean we don't put our hand in with sin. Amen. Anything we do, it ought always to be to glorify God and shine the light and be a blessing to somebody. They might see Jesus. I don't want anybody to ever think, my friend, that I'm putting a back into sin. Amen, friend. God knows your heart anyway. But he said, here, stand with them, make your position with them, and be a partaker of the evil deed. Amen. That's right. God help. That's why the world hates God. He said, marvel not, the world hates you. It hated me before it hated you. When a church don't have no salt in it, it's lost its savor. It don't have no effect on the world. Amen. And somebody said, well, I don't like what they believe. It don't matter what you like. It's what God said. And people outside of the church, they'll tell you that preacher's crazy. Or they'll say that people down there go to West Side, they their own little clan is caught and all that. Hey, let them say what they want to. But when they get in trouble, they're the first ones to call you. Amen. You know why? Because they know God, we got more than religion. We got more than church membership. Hey, we got salvation in Jesus Christ. And they know, thank God, who can pray? Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, that's why, praise God, they said, well, they don't partake with that. That's right. Amen. The fact of it is, you can still love somebody and not be a partaker of it. If you're a partaker of somebody, say, well, you hurt their feelings. No, you hurt their feelings. You'll speak to their heart. The thing Hebrew children could have snuck around and got in the back of that crowd and bowed down to the image. No, he said, we won't do it. We are not even careful to think about it. Amen. He said, we will not. And our God's able to deliver us, but if he don't, he's still God. Amen. That's right, buddy. God delivered them. Amen. And the king bowed down. He said, there ain't another God that can deliver after this sword. Amen. That king would have never seen Jesus if they had bowed down. Amen. God help us in this day. I don't believe you ought to be rude. I don't believe you ought to be arrogant like a Pharisee. But I believe you ought to have a light in you. Thank God it's fair and share. And people see Jesus in you. And it's not something you even think about. It's already purposed. Amen. When something comes your way, it's not something that you just think about what you ought to do. It's already a purpose in your heart. Daniel, purpose in his heart. Yeah. He wasn't going to defile himself at the king's meat nor king's wine. Amen. That's right. Thank God he said here, that's a blessed man. Amen. It's a blessed man. Don't listen to ungodly. And then he says, it's a blessed man. Amen. That don't sit in the seat of the scornful. That you know what that means, sitting in the company of people that scoff and mock. I don't want to stand. I don't have no time. People want to make mouths at God and His church. He said, you're a blessed man not to sit around people like that. You know, the world today is just increasing seducers and evil men, waxing worse and worse. And you find all kind of, my friend, blasphemous talk in this day against the local church and blasphemous talk against the things of God. Amen. They take the word born again and slander that word. They take the word saved and slander that word because they don't know nothing about God. It's a pure identification of reprobation in this day that people have no regard, no fear of God, but no, my friend, ain't God the reverence to the name of God, and they blaspheme and they scoff and they make mouths at God and His church. And I know there's been a lot of religious charlatans and religious people that's made a bad name on the name of God. But I'm telling you tonight, friend, hey, God didn't say that people was perfect, but they are forgiven, amen, and they are God's people. And I'm telling you, if you're born again tonight and been saved by the grace of God, you don't want to sit around a crowd of people that's burning down God in this church. Amen. Right. He said, you're a blessed man. I'm going to tell you what it matters who you sit with.
Amen.
Amen.
You ever talk about how important a seat is? It's important who you're sitting with. It's more than where you're sitting at. Amen. I got a message on where you're sitting. That's right. I mean, that's important. Where you sitting? Where you sitting last night? There's always a seat when you sit down. You're sitting somewhere. You sit by usually by somebody. Yeah. Amen. I don't want to be sitting in a crowd of people that's making mouths at the things of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this tonight. Reprobation is spread abroad in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A sure sign of reprobation is same-sex marriage. That's a sure sign of reprobation.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, it's a sure sign of reprobation when a man's so religious that he's turned his heart against the truth of God. Hey, that's a sign of reprobation. I mean, look at what's growing in America now. It's not the local church. It's cults. It's Islam. It's all this stuff is going on in the name of another God. Amen. And that's what the country backs. Everybody's politically correct. They want to give rights to everybody but us. But I tell you, we don't need their rights. We already been made right. Amen. Hey, when we start crying because of the government don't give us our rights, I'm telling you, friend, they're against God anyhow. Why should we walk in? We got somebody higher than them, amen. And that's God, amen. That's right. I'm blessed tonight. He didn't say blessed is a man that wins the lottery. Y'all bought lottery tickets to get that. I'm telling you, that's a lack of faith. That is right.
Yeah,
God help. Somebody said, if I want to give something to you, I said, well, I'll take it then. That's a lack of faith, really. You think about it really seriously. He didn't say blessed is a man that's rich. He didn't say blessed is a man, thank God, that wins the Super Bowl.
Right.
He didn't say blessed is a man that's got five cars in his driveway. That is the blessing of God on him. But the fact of it is, he said blessed is a man, happy is a man that separates himself from the world. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what God said? He said that what a man highly esteems is an abomination to him.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh man, that fellow's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, he's wonderful. Look at all his riches and wealth and his education and all that he's got. That's wonderful. God said the whole time, well, that's you highly regarding.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I highly regard a man that's humble.
Mm-hmm.
I highly regard a man, thank God, that's holy in his attitude and spirit and loves God. That's who I highly regard. Amen. That's what's going to count when you get to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. The only thing that's going to count is spirituality.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong to have things. I am saying this, though. When people regard them things above God, hey, they got the wrong priority.
Right.
I mean, God says here that there is biblical separation. And here's the thing, friend. When you live the way that your heart is set up, you don't sit around and think whether you can do it or not. It's already been persuaded in your heart, proven in your heart, exactly what the God gives you liberty to do. And there's something you can bring yourself under such bondage and end up in the sin that you had, my friend, in your heart that you tried to fight against in the flesh. And friend, I've seen people fall into sin because they said it's against something, but they really wasn't in their heart. There's only with their lips. And that sin ate them alive. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
You don't have to say nothing. You don't have to stand up in a meeting and say, "Bless God, I'm against this and that." That ain't no good. For you know it, you'll be doing it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
Separation as some things that's from, and a man will be blessed if he don't, my friend, walk and stand and sit with a crowd of people that's against the things of God. Notice what he said. Let's go on in verse 2. He said, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Not only he's fixed in this separation, but he's fixed in the Scripture. Notice what he said here. He said here, his pleasure, our desire. Notice that. His delight, his pleasure, his desire is in the law of the Lord. I want the book. I want the Word. I've got to eat. I've got to have it. That's what he's saying right there. I desire it. It's pleasure to my soul. Amen. Thank God for that. And he delights in the law of the Lord. Notice this. And he said, "And in his law doth he meditate." Day and night. Notice here, not only has he got pleasure in the Word, he's got a pondering in it. The word meditates just means to ponder on it, think on it. Thank God, that's what the word muse means. Think. I thought by the fire. I mused on these things that I heard. I mused on these things that I read.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what he said here. And he said, when you're separated from, you're separated and fixed in the Scripture. That's our authority. That's our lead. When you're, my friend, ain't got fixed in the book. That's why David said, my heart is fixed. It's already established. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that. Amen. How's iron sharpen iron? That old fella gets that. That piece out and he starts sharpening them knives with that. You see him sharpen knives with knives, iron with iron. What's he mean by iron sharp? He said, so does that countenance right there that we got face to face. We sharpen one another up through the Word, through spirituality, through the things of God. Amen. You help me and I help you. That's the way it is. You sharpen me, I sharpen you. Amen. That's right. That's what he said in the book of Proverbs. That's what the Word does. It sharpens our heart. It helps us along the way. Thank God that we might sharpen somebody else up. And that's not to cut somebody.
Yeah.
He said, "I do all these things for the edification of the church." The word edify means I want to build them up. That's what it means. Construct. I want to make a good, I want to build something here.
Amen.
How do we build? We build through the grace of God and through the knowledge of God.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. How do you build? You build me through love. He said, charity edified. There's nothing going to edify people more than charity. Just pure love of God in your heart for somebody. Amen, buddy. That's just pure love. I couldn't help but think that at the hospital today in October and seen Tasha and thought, what a miracle sitting right there of the God of heaven. I mean, here this young lady has come out of, my friend, out of a situation that looked hopeless to a world, and now, thank God, resides in the house of God. Got children and my friend got sincerity. We feel in her own heart by her own spirit. It's just God, friend. That's all I can say. And praise God, they need to be edified, friend. Thank God, everybody in the house of God, they need edification. They need somebody to edify them. Amen.
Amen.
And then he said, only a ponder on it. Think on it. God help, there's a lot of things that's captured our minds. That does mine. You can't think on two things. You can't really meditate on the Scripture when you got everything else up here.
Amen.
Amen. Can I give you something tonight? I'm preaching to myself.
Yeah.
It's very important that you have some time with you and God alone. where there's no racket,
that's right.
Where there's no television, where there's no radio, where there's nobody talking to you, just somewhere to break away. If it's just 10 minutes and read your Bible and pray and have nobody else around. How can you have communion in a sacred place with God, with the workings of God in a man's heart, with everything else involved in it? In fact, the chamber is a place of holy communion between you and God. That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, I understand those. Some people don't have a lot of places to go and get that access. Somebody about to get up early in the morning before everybody else does. Somebody about to stay up late at night when everybody's gone to bed.
Right.
But sometime in your life, if you're ever going to go any further than God, and I'm preaching myself, and buddy, I got to have it. If I go a day without it, I feel it in my heart. Just a pull. It's just an upward pull in my soul. It's just,
yeah.
Come to me. I got to talk to you. I want to fellowship with you. But you get in the book and you ponder. You think on what God said. Amen. And that man that's separated from, he's fixed in the Scripture. Amen.
Yeah.
Notice this here. And he said he meditates day and night. Notice the persistence. It's all the time. It's when the day's going on. It's when the night, in the middle of the night, when you wake up, your meditation's on Him. There's a verse in Psalms 19, and God reminds me of it many a time, when my thought life isn't where it ought to be. He said, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my God and my Redeemer." Let what I say, and let what I think, in my heart's seat of life, come through right here. It's all in here. He said, let that thought life, let it be acceptable to God. I'm telling you today, son, there's been times that the devil hit my mind with something and I wonder where it come from. And I said, Lord God, forgive me of that. Get away! Right here is where your battle, listen to me, right here is where your battle is. It's right there. It's where it's at. Right here. It's where it's at. That's the battlefield. And you know what Jesus did? Listen to this here. He used the written word. He said, for it is written. Listen, he didn't say for it was written. He said it is written.
Right.
It is written. Amen. Right now it is written.
Yeah.
You know what that written word does? I'll tell you what it does. It's God's victory power over the attack of satanic influence. And in your mind, that's where the victory's at. Amen. Now I'm going with this, I'm through that. He's separated, he's fixed. But this is the whole key to separation. You've got to get it. He was separated for or unto. Now you got to get this. God didn't make you a robot. He didn't say, well, I say them, separate them, be an independent fundamental Baptist church, and they got a bunch of do's and don'ts, and that's all. Mm-hmm. There ain't nothing in that.
No.
You don't do that because you want to please God. Not that makes you spiritual. Spirituality is from the heart anyway.
Yeah.
Amen. God looks upon the heart.
Yeah.
He knows your heart, man. That's where the prattle is anyway. It's the inward man, it's not the outward man. Amen. The inward man takes care of the outward man. The inward man right, the outward man's right. If the inward man's right, you talk right. If the inward man's right, you dress right. The inward man's right, thank God you walk right. Amen. It all deals with what's on the inside. What's in the well comes up.
Right.
Amen. That's right. Now here it is. You're separated for. Here's, listen, God saved you for a purpose.
Amen.
God didn't save you that for you to make a bunch of money and hoard it up and just do what you want to do. Oh, man, why? I'd like to have that big house on the hill. Hey, God, that fancy car. Have about 55 in the bank. And everything just goes smooth. I can go to the island. I can go to the mountain. I can do anything I want to do. And at the end, you'll be just like Solomon. Vanity.
Right.
Now, if God lets you make some, it gives you some good wealth, then use it for the glory of God.
Amen.
Well, it wouldn't bother me if God dropped $50,000 on me. That'd be a blessing, wouldn't it? That's right.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody in here wouldn't say that. Amen. I don't have no rich uncles, but I got a rich God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. But I'll tell you this. Jesus even said this. He said, beware of covetousness.
Sure did.
And I'll tell you what God said to me. He said, I saved you for a purpose that you're separated for me to be used to me. That's right. And so every dollar I give you, I want you to do with it what I tell you. If you don't give what I give you, then you're not going to be blessed.
Amen.
And you're not going to be, and it isn't money. It's talent. It's the gifts. It's the talents. It's everything God's given me in my life. I'm going to be judged one day on what fruit I bore with it.
Amen.
What kind of steward was I with what God gave me? Listen, friend, if we're going to get living by faith, we got to get out of what we want in life and find out what He wants in life. Notice what He said in verse 3. Let's just look at this thing here right quick. We'll be through. And he shall be like a tree planted. Well, the word planted right there, that's an established place. Okay, so I got to find out where God wants me. And the thing of it is, I'm not hunting for it. God plants me there.
That's right.
Amen. He's able to say, I'm hunting God's will with you way out of it. You don't hunt it anyhow, you do it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, people say, and these preachers get up and say, you need to find what God's will is for your life. He's already told you in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, there's a lot of things in the Bible. If you do what God says, He'll reveal to you why, amen, other things you need to be doing.
Yeah.
Planted. Well, you got to have to be planted. A tree ain't going to bear no fruit if it's not planted in the right place.
Right.
I'll tell you something else the tree has to be. It has to be purged, too. It has to be pruned. Amen. I mean, you got to cut the dead limbs off sometime. Notice what he said, but there's no deadness in this tree. He said, notice this here. He said he's planted by the river. Notice where he's by the rivers of water. Rivers is a picture of the Spirit. Water is a picture of the Word. But rivers of water, rivers, let rivers flow. That's the Holy Ghost in you. And the water's the type of the Word. And what he said here, he's planted in the Spirit by the Word.
Yeah.
That's why you can't listen. You can say all you want to listen. A man needs to read the Word of God in his own personal time.
Yeah.
And I'm not debating with nobody, but I'm telling you, if a man is well able to attend the local assembly and he forsakes it, he will not bear fruit. God's agency in this world is His local assembly, and it's made up of people in a local place.
Right.
If you say, oh, I'm a member of the church up there, well, why ain't you up there? Amen.
Right.
I mean, y'all, the church is here, friend.
Yeah.
I know there's people that say that went on to be before with God before us, but brother, they're not doing nothing in this day. Their testimony still stands. But brother, when they leave here, thank God, that's over from here.
Yeah.
They're not going to preach a message from the pulpit. They might have preached it by memory, preached it by testimony. But you go out in the street and say, oh, remember old Sam, he preached. That don't do nothing for a sinner. You better do the preaching to him.
Yes,
amen. God's church has got to be planted.
Yeah.
Amen. Nobody had to teach me that. God taught me that when I got saved.
Yeah.
When I was in a liberal church. I was in a Lutheran church. When God saved me. Not, He didn't save me in there. He saved me out of it. Well, I'll tell you what, I had nobody, and I can testify to nobody, I had nobody to say, preacher, you need to, he didn't come and preach to them. He said, Joel, he didn't say you need to leave that. He didn't say that's not a good place to go. Holy Ghost showed me that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I had ultimate persecution on me because of my stand at that time from people that was close to me that did not understand the change of God. But God knew in my heart I wanted to be His will. And it wouldn't have mattered if everybody had turned their back on me and said, away with you, Brent.
Yeah.
Right.
I had the greatest peace that ever took place in my life. Why would I give it up?
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't give it up.
Amen.
It already been planted.
Yes, sir.
He planted peace in me, friend.
Yes, sir.
He put salvation in me. He put peace in me. And he planted me in the house of God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Notice this, planted by the rivers of water. Note that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. There's a productive work of God bringing forth, ain't got fruit in a man's life in his season. There are seasons of time that God works in a man's life to bring forth fruit in his life. I'm separated for God's glory to bring forth fruit upon his tree.
Amen.
Amen. Notice this here. His leaf also shall not wither. There's nothing dying about it, friend. There's Holy Ghost power in that tree. The sap don't never run out. Amen. It's always producing. Amen. Thank God his leaf don't wither. Ain't nobody dying in God's family, friend. Amen. Jesus don't have dead children.
Right.
He quickened them. He made them alive.
Yeah.
That's why you say latter day, the last day church, he said over there, last day church said there's lukewarm. What's that mean? Well, what it means is it made God sick.
Yeah.
You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because they was rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing. That's how we live. That's right. That's what he said. I'll spew you out. That means the word spew means I'm going to vomit you.
Yeah.
But see, the thing of it is, the modern day church, don't get me wrong now, I'm a part of it too, and I'm not criticizing. I'm just trying to bring a point across. The modern day church is fading because it's not planted in truth. You know what Laodicean means? The people rule. We don't want God. We want people gotta please everybody, you know. It ain't about God, it ain't about the glory of God. That's why your tree don't bear fruit. It's because you don't have it planted in the right place.
Right.
Notice this here, I'm through. Now I want you to get the latter part of this verse. And he said, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Do is an action word. Do is an action word. You think you, and I'm going to tell you what, that old prayer is bless them that have to give and them that have not to give, that ain't biblical. That woman had two mites, son, she put in the treasure. Jesus stood there and watched her. He said, she's giving more than all y'all millionaires. She's giving more than you people's got a good sufficient amount. If you was planting a garden, would you go down the road and say, well, Lord, really ain't got no seed, how about bringing up the corn? You know what he'd say? You're stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you believe in miracles? Yeah, I believe a blackbird can drop it in the ground and you can get a piece of corn. But I'm telling you what, that's a rarity. I'll tell you one thing he did say. He said so.
Yes, he did.
He said, whatsoever he doeth, that do's a word that's an action word. You want something in your... You want to be blessed to God? You want to separate... He saved you for a purpose.
Yeah.
What would it be when we come to die, friend, and we never bore no fruit for Him and never done nothing for God and we don't have nothing on the tree in the judgment seat time? Ain't done it. We can even be rewarded for it. Amen.
Right.
I mean, God did say He would reward you. And He said, without faith, you can't please Him anyway. Amen. Reward. God's going to reward His people. Would you reward your child if he studied hard and made all A's on his report card? I mean, y'all got children in school. My mom and daddy said that. I say, you make all A's on your report card. I never did do it. Amen. They didn't have no problem there. Maybe that's why they told me. Amen. That's right. Maybe in the first grade. That was S's and N's in. Didn't make A's in. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Amen. What's this S minus mean on conduct? N. You think they're going to reward you for that? I don't know why we thank God and don't have as much sense as our parents. I mean, you think God will let my parents outdo Him? If my parents were rewarding me for obedience to them, you think God's not going to reward you for obedience to Him? Hell, God loves you more than your mom and daddy does.
Amen.
Amen. He said, if you're planted and you're about where you ought to be planted, ain't God, your leaves not come wither, you got to bear some fruit, and whatsoever you do will prosper.
Yeah.
And that's not a prosperity gospel, that's a promise of God.
Yeah.
That's right. That same, yeah, Joshua 1 and 8. Don't turn right to left, just do what I say and you'll prosper.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. And I'm going to tell you this, you can believe it or not, I don't care what the shysters say, there's something too, God blessing you, not only spiritually, but financially when you do His will. And I ain't talking about a rich scheme. I'm talking about having the blessing of God that you might be able to give.
Yeah.
God works through a person like that.
Yeah.
Amen. That little old boy had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Son, he prospered.
Yeah.
He fed God. Jesus took it and used it and fed 5,000 men plus women and children. And that little boy was blessed. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, prospered. What shall he do? Shall prosper. Amen. That's separation is the purpose of God, is to separate you to Him for His purpose.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have to walk around and be a Pharisee about things. That's not my thoughts about that no more. I used to be like that some. Oh, look how them people are. What's that got to do with you? That ain't what God saved me for. He saved me to be a vessel of honor. Amen. I'm separated unto Him.
Yeah.
I don't want to get out of line here, but I mean, if I'm giving my wife a kiss, I don't really care what anybody else is doing.
Amen. Yeah.
If I'm kissing Jesus in the Holy Spirit in fellowship with Him, I don't really care what somebody else is doing. Isn't that right? Amen. I'm talking about spirituality here now. Don't get carnal minded on it, but that's a carnal illustration to make a spiritual truth come across. That when you're in love, hey God, you're not going to be a Pharisee about what everybody else is doing. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you why people do that. You want me to tell you why I'm through? Number one is because it makes them feel better about themselves. I'm better than people are.
Yeah.
Number two is it's about an image. Who's that man there that preaches again? Hey, that's that man there that says it. Oh, I like to hear him. They'd drive 300 miles to hear a man cuss a congregation as they would 3 miles to hear a man preach truth. You know why? It's an image. That's what they watch. That's why you watch professional wrestling. I'll tell you what, I'll whoop that fella, buddy. I like to hear them people do that. I used to like it. When I was growing up, I'd watch professional wrestling and interview them. I'll tell you one thing. That's what a lot of preaching is today. You know why? It works the crowd. Here's what I said, Brother Shane. Yes, it's the gospel truth. And I appreciate what you preached the other week. That was good on praising God. Listen, this is the gospel truth. I'll give you this. I've said it before. You better get a hold of it. What a man's preaching produces is what his fruit is. If my preaching, if all it produced was I want to go out here and call people queers and whoop them, that's carnal. All that is something stirring your emotions to go out there and say, I'm an independent Baptist. You ain't you going to hell. But true preaching ought to bring humility and thanksgiving and the touch of God. Like Miss Linda Parker had the other morning when she sung Justified. That's what true Holy Ghost stuff ought to do for people. It ought not make them arrogant. It ought not make them build an image or be a big shot. It ought to cause them to say it's only the grace of God. Amen. That's right. What, sir, he doeth shall prosper. If you want to prosper in life, be planted in the will of God and do everything God says. Amen. You'll prosper. I guarantee you that. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God.